Our second scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of John. If you'd like to turn with me to chapter 15. Our bulletin says we're looking at 5 through 8, but I want to expand that just a little bit. I'm going to read 1 through 13. John chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that bears fruits he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he isn't like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no other than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. Amen. Over the past couple of weeks, we've been on this kind of interesting journey. We started out with kind of the meta-narrative, if you remember, going back several weeks. But this all ties together as we think about God and who he is and who we are in him. Several weeks ago, we looked at God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then we went into the gifts of the Spirit. And last week, we talked about where our focus is. And we talked about keeping a focus on Jesus and used Peter as an example as he was focused on Jesus when he got out of the boat, but then the fears of life all around him made him lose focus, and that's when he started to sink. And we talked about having our focus on Christ. Now, today is very similar in that we're focused on Jesus, but now we're going one step further and we're talking about remaining or abiding in Jesus and what that looks like and kind of what the difference may be in just a focus and remaining in or abiding in. So Jesus starts out talking about he is the true vine. Okay, if he's the true vine, he's obviously making a distinction between what may not be a true vine and him. Now, if we look back into Scripture, there are several occasions where God talks about Israel being the vineyard, and the people were part of that vineyard, and of course they're supposed to produce good fruit, and the intention was for Israel to bring the light to the world, which God, through Israel, eventually did through Christ, as he came from the line of David. But the nation of Israel turned their back, and in Isaiah 5, 1 through 7, he talks about how much more could he have done for his vineyard, but it was producing sour grapes. If we look at, if we were to jump forward into Revelation chapter 14, God talks about the vine of the earth, who's connected to the vine of God, and who's connected to the vine of the earth, because in Revelation chapter 14, it describes a very harsh judgments on those who are connected to the vine of earth. But in our context here, we're looking at the vine as Christ, being the true vine, where we get life. And Jesus makes some interesting comments here about how the branches are pruned, or you can, in the Greek, prune can also mean clean. So he says, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes or cleans so that it will be even more fruitful, and you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. So right there, Jesus is telling us that the word of God in us prunes away the parts within us that are not fruitful and will keep us from bearing good fruit, so being in the word. And as we go through this, before I dive in too deep, last week was, where is your focus? But here's the question I need you to meditate on throughout this message and throughout the week, is what are you connected to? Where is your connection point? What is feeding you? And obviously the answer should be connected to Christ. Because as we go through his word and we are obeying his commands, we are loving others, because loving others fulfills the entire law. When we love others, we are obeying Christ. So at the outset here, he's talking about the word is already cleaning you. But remain in me, and I'll remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. And as I showed earlier, a simple explanation showing a flower being pulled from its root system, cut off from its life source, slowly withers and dies. And so too, we, if we are disconnected from God, will start to slowly, spiritually wither. Luckily, Christ is always pursuing us, and he's only one step away. There's actually a cool song, I think it's by Jeremy Camp, I'm trying to remember, but he says, Christ is one step away, all you have to do is turn around and he's there, because he's chasing us, he's pursuing us, wanting a relationship with us. And how many of you have done some gardening or cleaning up a backyard, and you come across a really thick weed, one that has really thick roots, is connected to something, and you're pulling on it, you can't, without some kind of tool, chop it off. In the same context, a healthy, fruit-bearing vine is going to be thick, and it will resist being pulled away from its life source. And in that, we can take away how our spiritual maturity, as we grow closer and closer to Christ, becoming more Christ-like, and being fed spiritually, we are resistant against the world or anything else, pulling us away from that true vine, pulling us away from Christ. Whereas when you saw the flower I had for the children's sermon, that little wimpy little leaf, that was easily plucked off. It may have been slightly connected, getting some nutrients, but it was easily pulled away. Now, I do want to make a clarification here in this passage that there is not a message of loss of salvation in this passage. You cannot be pulled from the Father's hands. Romans tells us that. You cannot lose your salvation once you are in Christ. But what can happen is your spiritual maturity gauges how much and how good of a quality fruit you can produce. So when we're looking at this, that vine of Christ and us as the branches, when there is that healthy connection, where we are remaining in Christ cannot be pulled away. And we are the body of Christ. And as the body of Christ working, the Holy Spirit working within us, think of, we know that the Holy Spirit has been illustrated in the scriptures as a fire coming down. Today I'm going to do a lot of illustrations as we try to get our mind around this, because I know this is a very well-known passage, and we tend to kind of skim over well-known passages, but I really want us to get the idea of what it means to remain in, to abide in, to be connected to Christ. So think of a campfire. The scriptures tell us in a couple of places like Pentecost that the Holy Spirit comes down like a fire. Now, if you take a piece of wood out of the fire, it'll burn for a little bit, but as that fuel gets consumed, the temperature drops, that fire goes out, and it's a lifeless hunk, and it goes cold. Do we want to be cold as Christians, or do we want to be on fire with the Spirit? So yeah, I'm going to start throwing a lot of illustrations at you today. And it was kind of interesting. I was trying to find good illustrations, and I like to talk to my family a lot about the scripture and what I'm going to be preaching on. And I was talking to Liam, and I was telling him about the lesson for today and how Jesus is the vine, we are the branches. And he was like, oh, so when we come together, we're like a big tree. Yes, we're like a big tree. He's like, oh, and if we're apart, we're just a bunch of dead branches. Very succinct and wise observation for a child that helps us go straight to the point that disconnected from God, we can still be focused on Jesus, still seeing the Word, still going through motions, but if we are disconnected, then we have no life. So as we look at our walk with Christ, we see the importance of remaining in or abiding in, because it's only through that connection. And so how do we foster that connection? How do we really dive into this relationship? One of the things we were talking about this morning in Sunday school is how the Israelites, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, they all followed the law. They did what they were supposed to. They checked their boxes. But there didn't seem to be that relational aspect with God the Father. And Jesus even called them hypocrites. Woe to you. There were a lot of different, very negative adjectives Jesus was associating with the Pharisees and the scribes. Brood of vipers, because they were doing all these things to be seen, but they did not have that connection to the Father. And if we were to go back into the book of Amos, chapter 5 is a really, really powerful verse where God's saying, I don't want your music. That's noise to me. I don't want your incense. I don't want that worship because your hearts are turned away from me. I want your heart. I want the connection with you. Not the stuff that you're doing. So we can have a focus on Christ, looking at the Word, but where is our heart connected? What are we connected to? We need to remain in Jesus, being connected through Scripture, through prayer, through loving others in obedience to the law. And as I was reading one of the commentaries, there was an interesting illustration. He talked about how a marriage creates a union before God. But daily love and devotion maintains that communion with God. If you were to get married and then kind of disconnect and not talk to each other, not work on the relationship, what's the eventual consequence? A lot of times what we see in culture today is the divorce, the breaking of that union. Well, if we shift that mindset to our connection with God, you can say, yes, I'm a Christian. I've been baptized, I've been through First Communion, I believe in Jesus, but don't work on the relationship. You're not going to produce the fruit of the Spirit. Your sins are forgiven. But that's the start of the union, right? Because why did Jesus die on the cross? He was the ultimate sacrifice so that we can be reconciled to the Father. When we're reconciled within a relationship, it builds upon that relationship, and we are in communion. Now, I found this to be a very interesting perspective on this. When we're connected to the vine, we are the branches, and we're producing good fruits. Do the branches consume the fruit that it grows? Obviously not. The fruit that grows from branches will be eaten by others. So what are you connected to? Are we connected to worldly things that's going to produce sour or bitter fruit that other people will come in contact with? I know we're stretching metaphors here a little bit, but several weeks ago, I did an illustration about the waiter with the trays and the glasses. Remember that? If the waiter's walking through a crowded room and has a tray with glasses filled to the top, and he gets bumped, and those glasses will shake, and what's inside the glasses is going to spill out. What is in your glass? What is on your vine that someone else is going to encounter? Is your fruit going to bless? Is your fruit going to exhort, to help, to heal? Whatever your spiritual gift may be, I hope you had time to go through the spiritual gift inventories to see what type of fruit you are producing through the Spirit. When people encounter you and they partake of that fruit that you are producing, is it sour? Is it bitter? Or is it of the Lord? Sweet and healing. What are you connected to? Now, one of the things that I read in the commentaries that really struck me, it said that it is a privilege to abide in Jesus. It is through grace that we are saved. It is a gift from God that we have mercy, compassion, and grace, and the blood of Christ covering our sins. And it is this privilege to abide in Jesus. Sometimes we can get into a mindset of, oh, I've got to do this, I've got to work on that, I need to do that. And it feels like a burdensome responsibility to get my life in order. But it is a privilege to come and a wonderful experience to have a relationship with Jesus, God the Father, the Holy Spirit. It's not burdensome. It's not some responsibility that we have to have an obligation to go to the Father. Oh, I got to go to my prayer. No, it's, Lord, let me come to you. Please, fill my cup. Lord, help me through this time. Lord, fill my cup so I may overflow to others around me with love, showing them your love. It's an awesome experience to be connected to the Father, to be able to show love to other people. And as we dive into the Word, as we go into our prayer times, the Word cleanses us. Have you ever had the amazing experience of going back through scriptures that you may have read 10, 20, 50 times and finding something new. God teaches you something new over and over again, because as you come to the Father, as you're in the Holy Spirit and He's teaching you through the Word, you get deeper and deeper and deeper into the Word, knowing God through His revelation to you. Because God is not a distant, cold God. Remember, He is a personal creator God. And He wants to reveal Himself to you. And He's done that through the Word, through Christ, and now through the Holy Spirit, who guides you, who directs you, who teaches and reminds you of the scriptures that you have studied. So Jesus says, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Remain in my love." That connection, that relation to Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. So as you go out this week, keep that in your mind and keep asking, what am I connected to? Am I connected to Christ? Or am I connected to something else in the world? Let us pray. Father God, we thank You and praise You and honor You, Lord, for everything You have done for us, for who You are, for Jesus on the cross. Lord, I know we cannot do any of this by ourselves. As You say, apart from You, we can do nothing. Lord, help us strengthen our connection to You. Help us walk in the Spirit, so that we may produce good fruit of the Spirit for Your glory, not ours. In the holy and precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.